Welcome to WDCE. We're broadcasting from the University of Richmond at 90.1 on your FM dial and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. This is bassist Bill Crow, and you are listening to the Cool Jazz Set. Now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Well, thanks, Bill, for that nice introduction. Bill Crow, one of my very favorite bass players. And we're delighted to have him open the show tonight. West Coast Jazz. What a great thing. We had so much great music from the West Coast, and you will hear some of that tonight. And we'll get started here in just a minute, but before we get started, let me tell you that we are dedicating tonight's show to two very special people, Alan and Wendy, who got married today. And I am delighted to tell you that they both married two really fine people. And Alan's a lucky man. She is absolutely gorgeous and a nice person on top of it, as is he. I got to spend some time with him and his beautiful family, and we're delighted for the two of them. I hope they will live many, many years and have lots and lots of happiness. We've all been very lucky if we find the right person. I think this is a good possibility for the two of these guys. So congratulations, Alan and Wendy. We'll get started tonight with a nice West Coast group, the Jerry Mulligan Jazz Concert Band. This was recorded from 1961, and the title of it is I Know, Didn't Know. Here's Jerry Mulligan and the Concert Band. Thank you.
Christian. Bobby Nicholson. Doug Webb.
Once there was a thing called spring, when the world was writing verses like yours and mine. All the lads and girls would sing when we sat at little tables and drank May wine. Now April, May, and June are sadly out of tune. Life has stuck the pin in the balloon. Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here. I hear. Spring.
And that was Chris Connor from an album that she did not too long ago. Let's see, that was Spring Is Here. She died in 2009. She was 81. She sang with Stan Kenton's band and Claude Thornhill's band. And lovely voice. Before that, we heard a nice recording by the great Bill Holman Big Band live. And we heard Donna Lee, and that featured valve trombonist Bob Nicholson, who I was lucky enough to get to meet not too long ago, a few years back, actually. We opened the show with Jerry Mulligan's Jazz Concert Band with I Know, Don't Know How. Up next, a new recording. We're doing West Coast Jazz tonight, but I thought I would slip this in there because I just got this, and my good friend Reagan Bruff is the bassist on it. Steve Fiddick has a new album out called Heads Up. He spells his last name F-I-D-Y-K, if you'd like to look him up for his website. And let's see, this features Terrell Stafford on trumpet, Tim Warfield on saxophone, Sean Purcell on guitar, and he actually wrote this next tune as well, and of course Steve Fiddick on drums. And this title of this piece is Might This Be Bop? And that was Steve Fittick with his new quintet featuring Reagan Bruff, the bassist on that. Might This Be Bop? Sean Purcell on guitar. He wrote the tune. And Steve Fittick's new album, Heads Up. And really nice, nice stuff. Good people. Steve and Reagan, the bassist, are both part of the U.S. Army Blues, that big swinging band. If you get up to D.C. and they're playing at Blues Alley, be sure to catch them. They are really something else. Okay, let's see. Up next, I'm going to play something for a talented young gal that I had dinner with tonight at the wedding reception. She's an alto saxophonist and pianist and the granddaughter of my friend Alan. And she's very talented. She's also a freshman at Mr. Jefferson's University, and I know she's on the way back there tonight. So we'll look forward to hearing more about her in the near future. This is Art Pepper, alto saxophonist, playing a nice tune called Red Pepper Blues.
Once I was a sentimental thing. Threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance hasn't got a chance. Promised my first dance to winter. All I've got to show's a splinter. No mistaking, robins building nests from coast to coast. My heart tries to sing so they won't hear it breaking. Spring can really hang you up. College boys are writing sonnets in the tender passion they're engrossed. But I'm on the shelf with last year's Easter bonnets. Spring can really hang you up the most. All afternoon, those birds twitter twit. I know the tune. This is love, this is it. Heard it before. I know the score, and I've decided that spring is a bore. Love seemed sure around the new year. Now it's April. Love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time. Only what became of you, dear? Spring can really hang you up the most. All alone, the party. A gracious host. But when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover,
and that was vocalist Irene Krall from an album entitled Where Is Love, and that featured Irene on vocals, of course. Alan Broadbent, the pianist, Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most. Well, we're doing West Coast jazz tonight and covering some of the music that helped this great American art reach millions of people. And there are lots of fans that still love the great West Coast sound. These are from an earlier time, of course. Here's a Vince Guaraldi Conti Condoli Quartet with Walkie Talkie.
Thank you. Hi, this is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thank you, Marian, for that timely message on music education taking place right here at the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond in the capital city of Virginia. Let's get caught up. We just heard a nice recording by the Hampton Hawes Quartet that featured Harold Land on tenor saxophone, the great Scott LaFaro on bass, and Frank Butler on drums, Hampton Hawes, of course, on piano. And we heard a tune entitled Hip. That was from a 1958 recording. Before that, we heard nice quartet, the Cal Jada Group, and I played that for Miss Jones, who I just happened to talk with a few minutes ago. And Have You Met Miss Jones was the title of that. And we opened the threesome with the Vince Guaraldi Connie Condoli Quartet with a tune entitled Walkie Talkie. And that featured Vince Guaraldi on piano, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Monty Budwing on bass, and Stan Levy on drums. Up next, the very wonderful vocalist, Miss June Christie. This is from her album, The Misty Miss Christie. Misty Miss Christie. And this is Round Midnight.
When some quarrel we had needs mending, does it mean that our love is ending? Darling, I need you. Lately I find your love take wing, some midnight round midnight. Let the angels sing for your returning. Let our love be safe and sound when old midnight comes around. Thank you. love take wing. Some midnight, round midnight, let the angels sing for your when midnight.